Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
Hi, this is Ben McKay from the North Melbourne Footy Club, and you're listening to another episode of the Hashtag Kangaroos podcast. Here is your host, Dean.
Thank you, Ben McKay. Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasek. You can find me on Twitter at Hashtag Kangaroos or on Instagram at Hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. So today is a Saturday morning hangover podcast and getting your fans' comments from the game. Before we do that, I'll go through my views on the game and what happened. First off, full credit to all the people that made the game. 49,000+ people there. We found a team we want to play against on for Good Friday. Both sets of supporters were fantastic. Great atmosphere and a tough contest. Don't understand why this game took so long to happen. It's about the kids, and why not put a high-profile game on TV to promote the Royal Children's Hospital? Only make the message bigger and create more profile and get more money into an important cause as well. So, yeah, no, fantastic from all you supporters to come along and to the game and show your support. It was brilliant. Overall, a pretty good effort, considering no Logue and Mackay, which forced their hand to play a different type of defence, which I will talk about. Also, Nick Larkey getting an injury and being hampered for three quarters of the game, effectively. I talked about this on Thursday's show with Siobhan, and I think a 4-5 goal difference between the two teams is a fair reflection at this stage, especially with our personnel we had out. So, yeah, I think, you know, I mean, at the start of the game, you probably would have gone with Carlton win by 4 or 5 goals. So it's probably, you know, like I said, a fair reflection. Secondly, check out the shinboner.com because Rick breaks this game down really well. We slowed the Carlton game down a lot in the first half. Similar to last week with Hawthorn, though, we were playing the uncontested game with chip passes, but it was a lot slower and a lot going sideways and backwards to the wings, which really worked in our favour. We played a team defence, zoning areas of the back 50. You would have noticed Kurnow or Mackay being on different players when the ball was in the air because we were guarding space and wanted the ball to go high so we could kill the contest, which was effective for the first half. You know, you would have probably seen Luke McDonald on Kurnow on periods. Even Todd Goldstein was dropping back there, playing on Harry Mackay on periods and so forth. But then the second half, Carlton changed the game the way they played and got more overlap and played with pace and got the ball in quicker. And you've seen the rewards, especially in that third quarter. The zone defence was broken when they moved the ball with pace and they kicked the score and got the game on their terms. Halfway through the last, and Carlton got the lead up to 40 points, which I was a bit worried about, that it was going to blow out to 10+ goals. But we fought back and got it back to within 4 goals at the end. And, you know, I mean, like an extra 10 seconds, like Darcy Tucker hits Jaden Stevenson just after the siren. And, you know, we get it down to 17 points. And you never know, with 5 minutes to go left in the game, we're sort of starting to run over the top of them. So, yeah, no, you never know. So, but no, look, at the end of the day, we wanted a competitive performance for Good Friday. We haven't had one for a while. So to get a good good competitive performance, it keeps the media off our back. And, you know, and with the big crowd we had, it keeps, it keeps us for Good Friday. And that's really important. We promote Good Friday really well as well. So, yeah, no. And both teams were fantastic during the week promoting Good Friday. And, you know, I really enjoyed Sam Doherty's words as well, like when he sort of said, look, it's not just about the kids, it's about the parents as well and what they have to go through. And that's a really good message from Sam Doherty. Being a father myself, I could only, the number one priority in your life is your children, and any parent would say that. And, wish anything upon these kids and the stress these parents must go under, and with all things that the kids are going through, and you see them in that sort of place, it must really put things into perspective for a lot of people. So be grateful Always wake up with a grateful attitude that you're fit and healthy, and you got everything going in your life. So yeah, no, I don't mean to make it into a Tony Robbins podcast and being the power of positivity or anything like that. But always try and be grateful for the things that you do have, and never look at the things that you don't have all the time. But anyway, moving on. Talking about a bit of negativity now, let's talk about the umpiring. We were crucified. What else can you say? They gave us nothing and gave Carlton everything in the forward 50 especially. Curnow was on the end of a few lucky ones, there's no doubt about that. DeConey got a 50 for nothing really, except Siebel trying to spoil him. Certainly didn't help our cause and killed the contest in the third quarter. Then to give us that Zerha free kick in the last for a nothing contest doesn't make up for the fact you influence the game one way too much. Umpire the game, and there's no doubt that was a free kick based on the fact they gave Curnow everything and gave us nothing. So it was like, here you go, we feel bad for the shafting we have given you, so I'll give you this one. No, umpire the game. There was nothing there. It was a 50-50 contest. The ball went to ground. You missed a high tackle against him 10 minutes earlier. That was the same umpire. And now you pay this. Rubbish, terrible game of umpiring. I don't usually complain about the umpiring, but this was very obvious to any supporter. That's all I'll say on it. I don't want to rant and rave about umpiring. I'm sure there's going to be podcasts during the week where we talk about the umpiring, but it was absolutely fucking horrible. And, you know, they should look at themselves for that and the influence they had on the game. So, yeah, look. That's my rant over. Let's get to more positive things and go through your supporters' comments. I'll get more into the individual performances breakdowns over the coming days when I'll get the boys on and so forth. So let's get your supporters' views, and we'll start with Instagram. So we will go to Brad Richard. He says, super proud, Dino, of the effort. A lot of positive signs. Leading at halftime and fighting back in the fourth, especially with no Logue, Mackay and Larky on one leg. Would have lost by 50 points last year or two. Sheez, or can you get nominated twice for the Rising Star? On to next week. Go Ruse. Thank you, Brad. Very good message. Matthew Mill, great first half. When we started losing clearances, we battled. Needed to dominate centre clearances to organise our defence. Yeah, we sort of start. Yeah, I agree with that. They sort of started getting some really good clearances in the third when they had momentum. And yeah, it was. We either got really good clearances or we conceded really soft ones as well. So it went both ways. Peter D. Flaherty. Bad kicking for goal plus bad umpiring somehow. A good game as it showed the grit of our boys to fight back against the grain and bad decisions and make a real game of it in the end. Yeah, I don't know about the bad kicking. Like, I know we kicked 11 goals, 18. There was probably a couple that we missed there. But, there was a lot of rushed, behinds and so forth. So a lot of hoofing the ball without really many set shots, and the ball just went behind for a behind. No pun intended, but yeah, went behind for a point, I should say. So yeah, thank you, Peter. Anyway, Matthew Mill, sorry, I almost finished you there. Great first half, and we started losing clearances, we battled. Needed to dominate centre clearance. Oh, well, you already said that. Look, I've lost the plot here. I've already gone back to Matthew Mill, so sorry about that. I've said that twice. It's early Saturday morning. I need a coffee, I think. So, anyways, moving on. Rowan Lowe, a lot more positives than negatives. We didn't get the run of the green. I don't bag umpires, but most 50-50s went their way. Which is very, very true. I mean, I think... Yeah, it wasn't even 50-50. It was almost like 30-70 there. I don't want to get into a rant about that. Anyways, we'll move on. A few potential 12-point plays made a big difference. Yeah, very true. We did some really good stuff in the first half, which we did. But I did think they would crack us open at some stage. Yeah, look, I could sort of see it in the first half. Yeah, I agree with that. My bigger concern was our VFL performance, which I'll get to later. Apart from Perez and Wardlaw, who isn't quite ready yet, in brackets, no one looks like they deserve a call-up. They need to lift their game. Yeah, yeah, the VFL was pretty ordinary, but all very good points there. Rowan. And one that's just come through, it's Wooden. Why sub Cunners off when his presence was that we what we needed in the forward line? Greenwood should have come in for Turner or Howe, in my opinion. Good courage from back six against the heightened talent. Steve-O played well. Robbed on the too far call. Oh, that's another one. He ran nine steps, and which I retweeted. He ran nine steps after bouncing, and he got called for too far. Look, he probably, you know, I mean, he should have had a shot, like, really, probably running into, you know, 40 metres out. He probably could have just, you know, the similar one against Fremantle a few weeks ago where he dribbled it in. I think he should have done that, but, yeah, look, yeah, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it shouldn't have been a free kick. Carlton aren't that good. We'll battle for ninth with Richmond this year. I think Carlton's sort of warming into it. Yeah, they've won, what have they won, three and drawn one. So, you know, they've been Geelong, reigning premiers. You know, they're not the same team as they probably are, but they're getting the job done, and that's all you can ask from their perspective. I think their supporters will be happy with the way it's going at the moment. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Anyways, thank you, Wooden. Sorry, I had to just plug in my laptop then, and... yeah, I had to plug in my laptop because it was running out of power. So I'll move on and we'll go to your Twitter comments now. So we'll start with Tyron Thomas at Tyron_Thomas6. 10 goals to 0 comparing the key forwards to ours. We weren't super accurate in front of goal, but we kept grinding even when it started to get away. Very proud of the boys. We need to be kind to our undersized backs who had it tough. They gave it their all. Yeah, look, I mean, like I said, Aiden Bonner, you know, was always going to be outmatched against and Jack Zeebel. But like I said, we played a bit of a zone defense in the first half, which sort of, you know, I mean, there's periods where Zeebel was on Mackay, then on Kurnow and so forth. So, yeah, it was just who was there. But, you know, it worked pretty well because we were getting a lot of 2-3-on-1s in the air. So, yeah, no, it worked really well in the first half. But when they moved with pace, that's when they broke it open. Cozzy at Cosm23. We looked awesome running through the middle and linking up. Midfield looking well equipped. Tucker can play. Bailey Scott underrated and Clarko persisting with Stevens. The Stevo might be paying off. Question mark. Like to see Young, Hall and Wardlaw in a team soon. Look, Stevo, very, very good game. Took his chances, 3 goals straight. And you know, I got excited when, you know, the one he got called for too far. Really showed a burst of pace. But there's signs there that we're working on him. Darcy Tucker, very, very good user of football. I went with a Carlton friend yesterday, and he comes up with some random stuff, but I did not know that Dennis Cometti said one time that Darcy Tucker has the best skills in Western Australia, that he's seen. So, yeah, no, he looks like he's a very good user of ball. I sort of likened him to a Brent Guerra type, and that's the role I've seen. But, no, he was very good yesterday. Got 20-odd touches, I believe, 23. So I will talk about him throughout the course of the week. Anyways, thank you, Cozzy. Campbell at Campbell Bues. Overall, can't be too unhappy with that. Blues look like a finals team, and we stuck with them for most of the game. Need to capitalise when we were on top. Not playing Dawson was a mistake. Watching Bonnet versus Mackay again made me want to gouge my eyes out. Never again! Exclamation point. Look, like I said, Bonnet wasn't always on Mackay, but I thought it worked pretty well for most of the game. Callan Dawson was okay yesterday in the reserves. From what I've seen, I didn't watch the whole game. So, yeah, he didn't set the world on fire, put it this way. Ruboy at APREC Life. The Our team is very enjoyable to watch. My young son today told me he loved the game. Besides getting robbed, the efforts from the boys today was great. Go Roos. Fantastic message there, Ruboy. Glad your son is staying awake during the game. Benito, oh, I can't say this last name, GRYARATNAM. I'll try. GRATNAM, yes, at Benito J70. Don't usually look for excuses, but it's hard to win the game when the umps were hell bent on seeing the other side win. Don't know if they were trying to see the other side win, but geez, certainly look that way during periods. Russell Walker, a lot of positives to take away. Lacked a bit of polish. The decision maker needs to improve, but we competed and had more scoring shots. The key forwards were probably the difference in the game. The umpire didn't help us at all when the game was on the line. Yeah, fair point there, Russell. Joe Cosenza, not Joe Costanza, at Joe_Cosenza. Let's start calling you Crazy Joe Cosenza. Just quote Seinfeld there, Crazy Joe Davola. Can always find a W in a loss. Curtis times two, might need a spell on the twos. Nah, look, he probably hasn't been in the greatest form last couple of weeks, but he still did enough. I loving his fend-offs at the moment. He's still creating a lot. He just needs, kick two goals. I believe he did. Yeah, so I think he kicked two. Kicked a nice goal at the end too. Nice little space. No, I think he's fine. Shane Jolly at Shane Joel. P.S. How good is Sheasel? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to talk about him during the course of the podcast this week. There might be a bit of content about him. Andrew at Berminator 13. Thoroughly enjoyed my first live game at Marvel today. We'll be back next year for this wonderful event. Our boys were a massive improvement last year, and there is a lot to be excited about. Go Roos. Fantastic message there, Andrew. Michael at Michael Sieva. Number one, forwarded out well. Number two, if it were 12 months ago, we would have got smashed by 10 plus goals. Number three, already better than last year. Number four, there's a lot of progress. Number five, Harry Sheasel, how good. Thank God we have him. Yes, I pray every day. I put him in my prayers every night that, and grateful that we have him on our list. And number six, we will get there. P.S. Pronounce Michael Siver or Chiver. Which one is it? Yeah, you've confused me now. Is it Siver or Chiver? Yeah, I'll go with Siver. Michael Siver. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. Or Siever. Oh, geez, I don't know. Shane Jolly again. I thought we did okay. Umpires crucified us. Yeah, I already talked about that. We had our two best ruck backmen out. Would have helped a lot. Yeah, no. What do you think? Oh, two. I thought I thought he said two best ruckmen, backmen out. That's right. Two best key position backmen as well. Justin at Justin Street 89. I'm bloody happy. All I wanted this year was to see improvement and direction, and we are getting it. So, yeah, good points there, Justin. Alec Diva at Alec 01. Dominated the midfield battle for most of the game. Bonner and Cord did their best, but severely undersized. What could have been if we had Logan Mackay? We will never know. Also, good to reel a margin back in. Previous years could have been 60 plus, and oh my, Sheasel, what a little star. Yes, he's fantastic. Ryan Law at Rhino_83. Had a crack, can at least see a structure and game plan we are trying to implement. Boys look cooked halfway through, so to battle out and stop a blowout was a decent effort. Hard work when we are undermanned already. Didn't need it being 22 versus 18 on the ground. Yes, well, I know who you're talking about, the other four. Dazzy K at DazzyK01. Excellent effort considering how undermanned we were in the back line. Fighting spirit has returned. Yes, that shinbone spirit is back. Ash at Howie_22. I thought Wallace, Roger, Donlan and Howarth were quiet for the first half. Yeah, they were, but they regrouped after the main break and really came into their own. Well, they gave a goal to a good goal assist to Kerno at the end of the first half. So, yeah, no, they weren't too quiet. CJ Sutton at CJ_J_Sutton. Ad Mackay and Logan, we win. Don't know if we would have won, but, yeah, it would have helped. Steve at Steve in Lara. Their height got us in the end, along with a blatant cheating umpiring. Yeah, it didn't help. All sports considered at all sports scan. Lack of marks, especially a few contested ones, and missing some polish around the goals. So good to see a plan in action and the whole team run it out at the end. Yeah, definitely. They're all sports. Dark OG at D_Grozdanich. Had a fair dinkum crack, but outclassed at the end. Yeah, they did have a crack. Kylan Puncher at Puncher Kylan. Solid game across the board. Having a couple of tall backs out was what hurt us. showed character to play out the full game, sign of good things to come. Rob H at R-H-I-L-L-A-U forwarded out, we are no longer easy beats. Obviously missed our two key backmen and a couple of players who couldn't contribute much. Pleased for Stevenson, not pleased with the umpiring. Cameron Dixon at Cameron M. Dixon. Judging by the umpiring, I suggest the AFL had a vested interest in Carlton winning, probably to try and bump North from Good Friday. Yeah, I don't know about that, but you never know. Cameron, thank you. Jeffrey Ellis at Jeffrey 640-71959. AFL Integrity Unit needs a good hard look at the third quarter. Seems to be a theme with these messages at the moment. Thank you there. Nicolou Effie. Apart from umpires turning the game in the third, we did okay. No real back line and some poor shots on goal. Taylor and Bull didn't help. What did Cameron Zero? I think he kicked 3 goals, 4. Kicked a nice goal on his left, actually. But, missed a couple chances that would have been handy, but they were tough shots. Frederick at Wilberforce Fred. Carlton had 22 men on the field. What are you trying to say there, Frederick? I think I know. Thank you, Frederick. Mark Hello, which I'll hope to have on in the next couple of days, at Mark Hello 7. Any North supporter that can't see how much better we are 12 months on is crazy. We're on the verge of being a top 8 quality side. Getting very excited about what I am seeing. Good on you, Mark. You can tell us about it all. Hopefully, when get you boys on. E. Wilco at Eddie Wilco 14. Pretty good considering all things. Thought Steve-O showed his potential as an impact small forward. Yeah, look, he played a really good game. I'll give him that. Sam_1 at NBW 707-9766. Boxed on well, third quarter got away from us. Backline played well for what they had. Very courageous and undersized. And should I say the word? And fuck, we were crucified by the umpires. Yeah, oh, well, I did. The Hairy Sheezels at the Hairy Sheezel would beat that Carlton team in 3 months' time. Very happy. Ooh, very confident there, the Hairy Sheezels. I wonder if that's Harry Sheezel sending that message. He's got his, what's the account where they, where it's a celebrity, like, Kevin Durant did it, I remember a couple of years ago, where he had another, account, and he accidentally tweeted on his own account. A dummy account, basically, for celebrities, I can't remember anyway. Sorry to go on a rant. Jeff Donny at Jeff Donny 68. Our midfield is as good as any team going around. It can be. Yeah, it certainly has its spells. Batesy at Mitch 23 Bates. Saying the size, Carlton are a very average football side. I think Carlton's a good team, to be honest with you. I think getting Sam Walsh back next week and just having that two-pronged attack of Curno and Harry Mackay makes a big difference. And that was the difference at the end of the day. You get 10 goals from those blokes. I know, we can talk about... we'll miss in plays and so forth, but they were, they still are a presence. Marnie Cohen at Marnie Cohen. How good is Jack Zeeble? Yeah, look, he's having a fantastic year, Marnie. Come back from, I was probably one that was probably questioning where he was at, but he certainly looks a lot more comfortable in the back line. And I talked about this with Siobhan the other day, and I don't understand why they put him back forward after 3 rounds last year when he had probably his most consistent year 2021 for a long time. Thank you, Marty. Anyway, Matthew Robinson at one big Russian, under 30 points is a pass. Backs were undersized but battled hard. Larky and Common were down tonight but not helped by our forward 50 entries. Jai was a worrying tonight. And that's something we're continually working on is, our forward 50 entries, I guess. It can be a bit blind, kicking long. Instead of like doing those short hit up passes, but Carlton's that were very good zoning off and in their back six, and it made it very hard for Nick Larky to find space to lead into. So it probably forced their hands to kick long a lot. Benny at Benny Foles 16. Hard to beat the opposition and the umpire, but the improvement is clear and the boys forwarded out to the end. Clark O'Roo, thank you, Benny, by the way. Clark O'Roo at Mick underscore Roos 3. Proud of the fight. Proud we won most stats except the one that mattered most, scoring. We fix this up when we're as good as gold. Also, adding Logue, it's a different defensive setup. Add Mackay back in and we look dangerous. Very true there. Mick, who I've had on a few times on the show as well. Stock Watchman at Stock Watch Ost, on top till the umpires ruined the game in the third quarter. Proud the boys forwarded out and kept the loss respectable. We've come a long way. We sure have there, Stock Watchman. Runoff at Sam underscore Catley. Gutsy effort with all things considered. Yeah, very true. Ian Barons at NBRNS1. Like I said, apologies. It's too early in the morning. I still haven't had any caffeine in me, so I'm battling through at the moment. And as you can tell by this podcast, probably, yeah, I'm sort of all over the place. They didn't lay down, which was fantastic. We're starting to look like we're capable of producing some really great footy. Exciting times ahead. Go Kangas. Thank you, Ian. Very good message there. Big fan of show, Ian, too. Robert Paulson just said, umpiring. Yes, I get what you mean there. Paul, Welsh supporter, P. Carr Burns. Bloody sods law. Day off. Game at the good time. TV was for watching in Wales. And I'm being driven up to Carlisle for an Easter break. From what I saw in between the live stream freezing and dropping out, we looked in it again until third quarter. Then it fell away a bit. Yeah, look, you pretty much summed it up pretty well there. You know, good first half. We kept the contest tight and made the Carlton Football Club move the ball slow. But once it opened up in that third quarter, Paul, and they moved it with pace, it really broke our defence open and, yeah, able to get some really good scoring opportunities. Macca at MRA 12048. I hope we improved their forward craft. I thought we could have been a few goals in front at halftime. B Mac and Logue will strengthen our back six. Very true there. Jamie McMillan at Footy Hero 11. Great effort, undersized, and fought all day. Thank you, J-Mac. Michael Tagani as Where Is E. Kim? Battled very well for most of the game. Having no key backs probably cost us a real shot at winning. Very proud of effort. Don't think it'll be long until we can battle out four quarters and win these ones. Yes, thank you. Yes, very good there, Mike. Very good points, I should say. Nipper at Andrew 912. 05365. Turner playing his role. Zero stats in second and third quarter. Six in total. That is embarrassing. He is a liability opposition teams rubbing their hands together. How he is on our list is beyond me, let alone in a senior team. Enough. We've got no other small forwards, to put it bluntly with you, Nipper. Jack Marnie didn't do much in reserves from what I saw yesterday, and Phoenix Spicer was very quiet as well. So he's pretty much our only option. He does battle hard. Look, he's not always going to, you know, wow you with stats. He's never going to get more than 8 and 10, but he's going to play a role for the team, and that's what he's doing at the moment. And yeah, he's probably one of the first picked, unfortunately, each week because we haven't no one with that does that role. So, look, he tries hard, he gets a maximum out of his potential. So, yeah, that's all you can ask from a player. It's not his fault he gets picked every week. If you're going to have a go at someone, maybe have a go at the coaching staff for picking him because he does give it his best. And I think Clarko likes those types of players. So, yeah, he plays a role for the team. Claire Cozzi at Claire Cozzi. We've had on a number of times on the show. So proud of how they fought back. Yeah, very good there, Claire. Rue Sewitt at Rue Sewitt 118. Some players are on thin ice. Got to be better in decision-making going forward. Under man down back and manhandled up forward, especially in the third quarter. Just got to play and stay in the game more. Overall, vast improvement from 12 months ago. And, you know, it's all about that improvement. It's all about, you know, that Kaizen approach of just improving each time you go out there. Mark BJ at Mark B. Jones. Umpiring was horrendous, but we stuck to the task. We are on the up. Yes, very true there, Mark. Only a couple more to go here. Daniel at Darling? Daniel fought hard with an undersized defence and some terribly inconsistent umpiring. Great to see him play it out to the end and not get blown away. Yes, very good there, Daniel. At six Kino, Logan Mackay, we win it. Unfortunately, that the umps keep them in the game. I don't know if we would have won if both those. Look, I'm confident we might have got up, but you're probably looking at a different type of defence. You're probably looking at more of a man-on-man. Ben Mackay plays on his brother. Griffin Logue or Aiden Corr play on Kerno. It is a very different story. Chips at Chips 22509. Needed everyone to stand up. Unfortunately, not everyone did. Curtis needs a spell in the VFL. Love Combin, but if North are going to bomb it in all the time, he needs some marks and a couple of goals. Poor field kicking is still a problem. Yeah, all good. Look, all good points. Curtis, no, he doesn't need a spell in the VFL. I've mentioned that before. He will have a big game. Look, Combin, he's a bit stiff. There was a lot of long bombs. He did look threatening. He did jump and at the ball a lot and provided some good contests, but just couldn't pluck any. Last night, unfortunately. But look, at the end of the day, you keep persisting with him. Him and Nick Larky are still working well. So, I'm not too sure how serious the Nick Larky injury is. Hopefully, it's not too serious. We kind of need him out there every week. And field kicking is still an issue. Yeah, and that will continually be an issue for a while. But at the end of the day. A good fighting performance. Considering we still have flaws on the list and we're still working on it. It's a work in progress at the end of the day. The reserves game, I'll talk about that briefly. Thank you to all your comments as well, all your other listeners. Appreciate it. The reserves game was pretty ordinary yesterday. Very up and down season so far. A 52-point loss to Carlton, who hadn't won the game yet either. Yeah, absolutely outplayed us. Third quarter was terrible. 7-1. Really broke the game open in dewy, wet conditions as well. So a comprehensive loss. No real major standouts either, which you would have liked to have seen, especially, you want pressure for spots. So, that's going to make it pretty hard. Perez battled hard all day, had 20-odd touches. From what I've seen, he wasn't overly, great or anything like that. But, I don't think he's on the fringes. I think he's probably fallen behind, to be honest with you. You got Goda probably ahead of him who got dropped. But Darcy Tucker seems to have taken Goda's spot as well and looked very good yesterday. So, it's interesting because he was in the preseason team but fell out for Harry Sheasel. So, that's the way it's gone so far. Wardlaw had 14 touches, I believe, was a little bit quiet this week. But look, I think he got more time on ground this week, which is good, which is what we want. But overall, not many positives, and players put their hand up for a game next week, which is what you don't want. But look, we get Logue, Bergman, and maybe Mackay back next week. So some players will have to go out. I'm not too sure who they are at the moment, but I will talk about them throughout the week. So that's it for the Saturday Morning Hangover podcast. Once again, thanks to all you lovely listeners for all the likes, retweets, comments you guys have put out on the show. It's helping the show grow. 5-star reviews, ratings. It's really helped out, and it's going out to more North supporters. So, thank you very much for doing that once again. I really appreciate it. So I will be back probably at this stage Monday, get the boys on, see who's available. Hopefully Jesse is available and he's gotten over, Daniel Howe and move forward from that. All jokes aside, hopefully we can get all the boys back. So that's it. Today, I will leave a shout out to Tyron Thomas at Tyron_Thomas6. So bye for now and go Roos.